تريد درود شريف إن شاء الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. And whenever the name of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam comes, or his title, please read Durood Sharif also, and read it with our tongues moving and our lips also moving, not only in our heart. Lot of goodness will come for us in our majlis here, and for us in our lives also. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Alhamdulillah munshiril khalqi min adami, thumma as-salatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا بقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه، وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى، من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين، وأضوا عليها بالنواجذ، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. On one occasion, one great Shaykh, Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi rahmatullah alayh, invited some people for meals. He was in Spain, Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi, and Spain, deeni wise also, there were great, great ulama, great, great Imam Qurtubi, great, great Sufia. So anyway, he had invited people for meals. And in that was a young boy also. And it was famous that this young boy gets kashf, that Allah shows him things which other people can't see. What happened in the past, what's going to happen in the future, what's happening somewhere else. And this is not ilm-e ghaib, whom Allah wants to, Allah gives it. And it is an, a sign of buzurgi, also of piety. It's not a sign also of being accepted by Allah. Whom Allah wants to give it, He gives it to. So as they were having meals, this young boy screamed, cried very heavily. So the Shaykh asked him, what's wrong? Why are you behaving like this? He says, I'm seeing my mother is in the fire of Jahannam. So the Shaykh had many quotas of 70,000 of La ilaha illallah. And it is narrated that من قال لا إله إلا الله 70,000 مرة غفر له غفر لمن قال ولمن قيل. A person who reads 70,000 times La ilaha illallah, who reads it, he is also forgiven, and for whom he reads it, that person is also forgiven. So the Shaykh, without any expression on his face, any word, nothing, just in his heart, he transferred one quota to the boy's mother. Immediately the boy smiled, laughed, happy. What's wrong now with you? Just now you were screaming, crying. He says, I see my mother is in Jannah. So from there the Shaykh says, that I learned that the hadith is 100% true. From the kush of this boy, that this hadith is 100% true. That a person who reads 70,000 times, La ilaha illallah, he is forgiven. And for whom he reads it, who he passes the sawab to, that person is also forgiven. And from the hadith, I learned that this boy's kashf is correct. He's not making just like many people, they show that we are very pious or they try and say something. He is also genuine. And also we learn that when we read and we pass zawab, and that is the object of mentioning this, we shouldn't forget our parents, our family people, the whole ummah. Always make isari zawab for them. So when we pass the sawab, it not only reaches them, it reached immediately. Immediately it reached. And not only reached, but it transferred his mother from Jahannam into Jannat also. And who we read it for, we make isari sawab 3 times, Qul huwallahu ahad. Whole Quran Sharif sawab. We can't do that for our parents also on a daily basis, for our family, friends, etc. We pass the sawab and they know about it. And all who are there are in need of it. Even those who are in good conditions, like somebody is gone for Hajj, Umrah or anywhere else in the world, and that person has got sufficient funds. But you send another $1,000 for that person. The person appreciates it, $1,000. And those who are in difficulty, how much don't they appreciate it? And we should try and make niyat, make 2 rakat nafal namaz, our isali sawab, and make this niyat also, particularly for those people who are in difficulty. Ya Allah, remove them from their difficulty. And also not only for akhirat, but even in dunya. Ibadat, this is the solution to all our problems. Helps the people who are in difficulty, and there are so many people. What difficulty poor people are going through. So Allah has given us our life here, not to make investments, not to live it up, not for sports, not for entertainment and that. Allah gave it for our marhumin, for all who are gone. Let us serve them. For ourselves, make our storage for the akhirah. For that Allah gave us our lives. Not to waste our time here, but for a very superior motive. Allah has given us our lives here and our time every day. When Fajr comes, Allah took qasam of Ul Fajr. You've got one more day to make amends. All what you've done in one day, you can correct your whole past. Allah is so merciful. 1 minute, you can make your tawbah. Join your connection with Allah Ta'ala. A person, for example, he hasn't got sunnat beard. And he realizes, it's wrong what I'm doing. I must keep a beard. And he makes tawbah. Like if we are sitting here and somebody makes tawbah for any of our guna. For example, the beard. And it doesn't mean we make tawbah, the beard is going to grow immediately. It will grow on its time. But he's out of the guna already. Though if he has to die, he won't be punished for not keeping a beard. He made tawbah. He's out of the guna. Such a great Mubarak Amal of Tawbah Allah gave us. Whatever other guna we are involved in, pride I got, jealousy I got, make Tawbah. And we are out of that guna. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that when the thought of Tawbah comes, it's a great gift, it's a great mehman, guest of Allah that is visiting you. Honor that guest. Immediately, don't tell your guest, okay, come back tonight, tahajjud time. The guest has come to your door now. Don't say, come in Ramzan. Or don't say, when I go in Chilla, then you come with me. No, immediately make tawbah. You entertain the guest. And as soon as you have made tawbah, though perhaps you are not dressed Islamic, you may be dressed with tattoos on your body also. And you are dressed with your hairstyle funny cut also. And all dyed also funny. And you are wearing terrible clothes also. But you have made tawbah. Allah has put the crown of wilayat on your head. Though outwardly you are looking still so sinful. But you have, that your Hadrat says in one poem also, that tahqeer mat karo is zahide khush gunegaruka. Don't look down upon those people who are like sinners. But they, we don't know they have made tawbah. and they've turned to Allah Ta'ala. Don't look down upon such people. We don't know what stages they've reached by Allah Ta'ala. So we pass the sawabs to our marhumeen. Allah has given us this opportunity. Make our own storage for the akhirah. Otherwise, it must not happen. We go there and we have to say, Ya Laytani. La laytani qaddamtu li hayati. What a pity I didn't send for my real life. Like a person in old age, he had money, he had everything, and he made no investments for his own old life. And then when old age comes, he says, oh, I wish that my money, what then, what I was doing with my money, had I made some investment, I should have, this is outwardly, otherwise, tawakkul on Allah is the greatest thing. And Allah looks after a person. So a person who doesn't look after his youth in any way, he smokes, and may Allah protect us, he goes on drugs. What is the condition of those people in old age? Then you have to pay the suffer the consequences. But tawbah, istighfar, sincerely, even rubs out the outward effects also by Allah's qudrat. Otherwise, normally the outward effects will take their course in any case. But Allah's rahmat is so great. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Those sahaba, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, poison, he drank, taking the name of Allah, Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. Poison had no effect. Otherwise, normal trend is that asbab will have the effects on a person. Allah's qudra. So let us always make isali sawab for our parents. Never forget our parents, our family people. Always make isali sawab. It reaches them and they know who sent it also. And they appreciate it, and they make dua for you also. Though, and their duas get accepted also, but no sawab on their dua. Sawab of amal is only while we are in this dunya. There are many people who are making namaz in their qubur, who are making tilawat of Quran Sharif, who are making bayans also. Allah brings the majma of the malaika for them, and they make their bayans, but no sawab for all this. So we should make, and they make dua for us also. They know who send it also, and they appreciate it very greatly. So if we may send for our parents, our family people, our dunya, Allah will open up our dunya. And as far as we send for our asatiza, very important, and send for our mashayikh, and send for our the musannifeen of the kitabs we are reading. Don't forget them also. Today we are teaching a kitab, we are learning from a kitab, and we don't think of the musannif. We send for him and see the barakat in our deen. One of the greatest barakat we will see, the understanding of deen will come. The love of deen will come. Almost all of us, we would like to be pious, righteous, but we get caught up. We get bogged down. Our nafs, shaitan, misleads us. So, but by doing this, Allah will give us the passion of deen. Deen will become beloved to us. Deen will become our passion. We will enjoy deen, enjoy namaz. At the moment Allah make us all maaf, our condition, Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When we make our namaz like lazily, like we don't really, last minute we go, I have to do it now. That is the good musallis who make namaz. But we also just making it last minute. And we just making our namaz. And first we are out of the masjid. And those who are not making, what to say? These are those who are making. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. And they don't remember Allah Ta'ala but very little. And very fortunate is that person who before namaz comes and he sits and he makes zikr of Allah, makes dua, makes tilawat. After namaz, another minute, not just that he's just like bolting out of the masjid, that he sits, we enjoy being in the masjid. That is the quality of the believers. Muhammadur Rasulullah. He's jamaat. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Hard on the kuffar. Merciful amongst themselves. Allah praises those people who have those qualities. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ جَاهِدِ الْكُفَّارِ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَاغْلُظْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Make jihad against the kuffar, the munafiqeen, and be hard upon them. How Allah Ta'ala praises those people with those qualities. On the other hand, those people who break the laws of Allah, Allah says, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab yun watab. Allah takes the name of Abu Lahab, uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chacha, uncle, father's brother. But Allah says, Tabban lak. That you may be destroyed. وَمْرَأَتُهُ And his wife also. The amount of harm they caused for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amount of harm they caused to the deen of Allah ta'ala. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, let us send the sawab regularly for our asatiza, for our mashayikh. One brother we met, Allahu Akbar. We were there in Camperdown, and we were talking. And about our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib, Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali, was our Shaykh al-Hadith, Bukhari Sharif. And Hazrat used to teach 3 hours in the morning, 9 to 12. 3 hours at night, 9 to 12. 6 hours Bukhari Sharif Hazrat should teach. And there's not the time to go into all the more details, but what qualities Hazrat had. Anyway, Hazrat's grandson, Nawasa, his daughter's son is in Pietermaritzburg. So they told me, so we were eager to meet him also, then they brought him next day, Fajr time. He came from Pietermaritzburg. So he was saying, I never knew who my Nana was. But when I came in South Africa, I met his student, then I came to realize. And what great, great qualities. Anyway, what I want to say, he came here, he said, I was in shirt and pants. And I was far from Deen, no beard, no nothing to do with Deen. But one person there, made contact with him, and then the amount of du'as he was giving him. And he was Hafiz Qasim Hansa. Jee. So he said that he guided me. And he's just making du'a. So your Shaykh who guides you and opens the marifat of Allah Ta'ala and opens reality. Namaz we were making, but your Shaykh taught you, and now your namaz you're finding enjoyment. Your tilawat we were doing just as a duty, as a formality. Or we were not even doing it. Now we are making tilawat. Hey, how many of our brothers say, and on that I get inspired, that I must make more and more investment, where you make an investment and you're getting good returns. And very clear returns. And no problem in those returns. All your investments you divert there. So like the bayan on namaz, how many of our brothers said, we started our qaza-i umri, we're making our full namaz, we're making our namaz with more concentration, and I hope from Allah's mercy, my share is also there. So I want to divert more of my investment in this year. So I get those dividends, those returns all the time. And such returns that there is no tax on it. You don't have to worry of the tax, man. You don't have to worry of crooks also. Yes, your nafs and shaitan, they can still rob you. So that you have to always make muraqabah and worry about our nafs and shaitan, that they must not rob us. So Allah give us tawfiq to make isali sawab, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ And what the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, command of Allah, hold on to it. And command is made from mudari. And mudari is continuity. And command is also all the time. Hold firmly onto what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ And what he has stopped you from, stay away from there. Don't go near it whatsoever. So, completely. So when Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, and gives Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam this high status, that I have given my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam this status and this position. I haven't just made him my governor. I haven't made him my proxy. I've made him my Rasul and my Nabi. Whatever he gives you, hold on to it firmly. Addu alayhi alayha min nawajis. What your behind teeth, how you want to hold something, I must not let it loose. In any at any cost whatsoever, I'll hold on to it like that. Hold on to what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said. Whether it is any crown prince or any person doomed to his destruction, whoever can say we don't need hadith, Quran is enough for us. Let him say what he wants to. Nobody can practice on Deen without hadith. And Allah made the system that hadith has been compiled, and Allah reward the ulama, and especially those ulama who have made clear the hadith from fabrications, from weak hadithers. And what details they went into and what effort they made, and وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, they did not worry of the criticism of the people. They made water and milk, separated it completely and gave us the pure deen which is in our hands today. So that is what Allah Ta'ala has given us. And what status Allah gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What an honor, what great manaqib and position of Nabi. مَنْ يُطِئِ الرَّسُولِ, whoever follows the Rasul, فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ, Allah says he has followed Allah. So what a position Allah gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May we realize the great value and position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the sunnahs. On one occasion, Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hakimul Ummat, was travelling by train, and in the train, long journeys, a conversation starts with fellow passengers, etc. So one person told Qari Sahib that I don't believe in the hadith, I only believe in the Quran Sharif. And Qari Sahib told him, from what you are saying, I understand you believe in the hadith. So he says, you are Hakimul Ummat, Dana Ummat ke, the wise man of the Ummat. But you can't understand my simple, straightforward talk. And two, three times this was exchanged. That I'm telling you I don't believe in the hadith. And Qari Sahib say, from what you are saying, I understand you believe in the hadith. So then Qari Sahib told him, and he explained, he said, Quran was compiled, one kitab, the great Sahaba, they had unanimously the Quran Sharif, the word of Allah, which is absolute. But hadith was compiled much later. And from this person, that person recorded in this way, all his doubts he put, that how we can't follow hadith, it is doubtful. So Qari Sahib told him repeatedly, from what you're saying, I understand, you accept. So he said, how can you say that? So Qari Sahib told him, who told you that this Quran is the word of Allah? Did Jibreel alayhi salam come to you? Did you see some dream? Or did the hadith tell you this is the word of Allah? So he said, the hadith told me. He got a shock. He was beside himself. I said, I didn't know what I believe and what I don't believe in. And this is what our bird brains are all about. And our sawdust, we haven't got bird brains also, we haven't got sawdust also. And today we want to make decisions. Moon issue, everyone becomes a mufti. What is halal, haram, whether talaq has taken place or not, we all become muftis. We must follow our elders. And even those who are regarded as ulama, and today we become like Salafis. We want to substantiate from hadith. We are muqallids of Imam Abu Hanifa. We must follow the fiqh of Imam Abu. He did the job for us already. And what knowledge he had of hadith, and what understanding he had, and the period he came, where are we today? Today we want to go to hadith. What we got understanding of hadith? And Imam Abu Hanifa put the whole biryani and the roast and the best of it ready for us. Now we want to go to the toilet and take out the stool and urine. We want to, we say we're not Salafis, but we're doing what the Salafis do. They want to they don't want to follow the Imams, they want to follow Hadith. We say we are Muslims, but we live like communists in our homes. Yeah. Social government, that in our homes, each one of us think, according to Sharia, definition of property, that what belongs to who must be defined in the house. To who does this belong? To who does? When anyone passes away, you have to make inheritance. Miras has to go. And now you don't know what belonged to who. What belonged to the husband? It's ours. Ours is communist system. It's a socialist way of living. That everything belongs to us. No, in Islam, every person, little children, if they are given gifts, and specifically for them, it belongs to them. We are not allowed to use it and manipulate it as we want to. Everyone, when inheritance time comes, distribution of the estate, winding up the estate, the law will take its time, years and years take to wind up an estate. But Sharia-wise, we can do it immediately. The first weekend, the family can sit and sort out everything. By that, our money will be halal. And barakat will come in that money. To understand that barakat, one person, a father, he had become ill. So now when he was ill, old age, he had four sons. The one son proposed to the other three sons, his brothers, that you people make father's khidmat, look after him. And when he passes away, I will take all the inheritance. Who's going to accept that? Nobody. And this is, was his wisdom that he presented it like this. He said, impossible. How can we do that? He said, okay, then I will make my father's khidmat. And when he passes away, you people all take the inheritance. I won't take anything. You people take all. They were just too happy. That is what he wanted them to agree to. So they agreed. He made khidmat, an exemplary khidmat of his father. What perfect khidmat he made. Father passed away, and Abad, he didn't take 1 cent. He said, you people can take, you people take it. That night he saw a dream that at a certain place there are 100 gold coins. We will say krugerrands in our time. They are buried in a certain place. Go and take it. It's for you. It's yours. So he asked, is there barakat in there? So they said, no, no barakat in there. Morning he told his wife, I saw, see, what you wasting time? It's for you, halal it is, and you wasting time, go and collect it. He said, no, no barakat. He said, barakat is all right, additional, but it's there and it's halal. So he didn't go. Next night he dreamt, 10 gold coins are buried in a certain place, go and take it. Barakat in there? No, no barakat. He told his wife, you missed out on 100, and now wake up. What you still sitting? Go and collect the 10. He said, no, no barakat, I can't go. Next night he dreamt 1 gold coin somewhere. Barakat? Yes, there is barakat in there. So he went, he collected it. On his way back, he needed food for the house also, poor, very, he had nothing. He bought fish, 2 fish he bought. And when he brought it home and they cut it open to clean it, etc., 2 pearls came out, 1 in each fish. And those pearls, nobody could pay the price of it. Not even the jewelers together. Only the king could pay the price. And what was the price? 90 camel loads of gold. When there was barakat. So this is what is barakat. So if we do for the sake of deen, and we understand what our deen is, has to give to us, Allah will give us barakat that we cannot imagine. You'll give 1, you'll see what your eyes, Allah is giving you 10 in return. Allah is giving you more in return. And Allahu Akbar. One person, Mu'adh Juhani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's time, great, great lessons for us also to learn. Anyway, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sent for him 100 dirhams, gold coins. So he said, I don't need it. And he was living hand to mouth. But he said, I don't need it. So what must I do it? He said, let me give it back to the one who gave it to me. Allah gave it to me, let me give it back to Allah ta'ala. Spend it in the path of Allah. And that is when really something become ours. When we spend it and we have sent it to Akhirat, then it is yours. In Haji Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Imam in Kirk Street Masjid, great work of Dawah, lot of Islahi work he did in his whole life, deen's khidmat he did. On one occasion, he informed Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Zakaria Sahib, his Shaykh, that I made Qurbani on your behalf. Hazrat wrote back, I'm so happy I did. This is the best gift you gave me. Had you sent money for me, I should have used it up. Had you sent something to eat for me, I should have eaten and it should have got finished. Clothes, I should have worn it. But this you sent for me is eternal for me in the Akhirah. So Allah, give us that understanding that when Allah gives us our first preference, and this was the life of the Sahaba, to spend it and make it ours. If we leave it here, it's not ours. It's going to others. If we eat it also, it's gone to the toilet. If we wear it, the rags will go in the dustbin. Everything of this dunya will. But if we spend it in the path of Allah Ta'ala, that is what we have made ours. So anyway, Allah has given us this great deen and the great teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah Ali says, the Quran Sharif is more in need of the Hadith than what the Hadith is in need of the Quran Sharif. Outwardly it seems a bit not right. But he explained that if a person only follows Quran and only studies the Quran, he won't know how many rakats of Fajr namaz. No way in the Quran it comes Fajr 2 faras, 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkadah. No way it comes Zuhar 14 rakats. And this is also the great favor of the fuqaha. They studied the Quran and hadith and they took out 14 rakats for our benefit. What great benefit. The 2 nafal namazes at the end which we just don't perform, it's optional. A palace is built for a person in Jannat by making choice. Yeah, you want to make a small investment. You want to buy a car. What then? What you have to go through? And yeah, just that two rakat. But unfortunately, we lack that yaqeen. We haven't got that understanding. And we won't be prepared. Ad-deenu yusrun. Yuridu Allahu bikumul yusr. Allah has made everything easy. But we can only be satisfied when we go through the difficult course. Get making one investment, one property, problems with the tenants, problems with the maintenance of the house. This is not right. That broke down today. All that we are prepared to go through. And at the end, the tenant, 6 months, they didn't pay rent. They ran up the utility bill, they didn't pay. They damaged the property also. And now you're sitting with all that, but you are still happy. And your two records of building your palace in Jannah, that we are not prepared for. This is our weakness. So anyway, to understand Quran Sharif, you cannot understand Deen if you only study Quran. But if you study only Hadith, you'll get the whole understanding of Deen. And you get understanding of Quran also. Hadith will explain Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif on its own, zakat 2.5%, it's no way in the Quran Sharif. That 2.5% zakat you have to give, that is only, you'll get it from the Hadith. So the Quran is more in need of the Hadith than what the Hadith is in need of the Quran Sharif. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and our whole deen. And those whom Allah has given knowledge of Quran and Hadith, there is nothing more superior than that. In the whole world put together, when Nabi Ali Salat, one great muhaddith, different riwayat, between 30 and 70 years, he only taught Quran Sharif to little children, Nazra, Alif Batasa, just to get them going in reading of Quran Sharif. And he was a very great muhaddith. Now what is Bukhari Sharif? What is Takhassus fil Hadith? What is all that? He was higher than that. But he says, what made me sit here? The Hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ أو عَلَّمَهُ. That the best amongst you, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and who teaches the Quran. So more higher than even Hadith. And teaching Bukhari Sharif, teaching that Alif Ba'ata'ata. And in the Hadith Sharif, Inna ashrafa ummati hamalatul Quran. The most honorable in my Quran, in my ummah, are the couriers, carriers of the Quran Sharif. Normally it refers to the hafiz of the Quran, but anyone who is greatly involved with the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, if a parent taught his child to read Quran Sharif, nazra, looking inside, not hafiz. Usually we have big jalsas. Nobody of us thinks when a child is completed nazra to even give one ren or one slab of chocolate. My child is completed. Whereas completion of nazra, looking inside and completing Quran, is a great, great achievement. And it wasn't very long ago, in our times when we were small, we remember that when a child completed nazra, his ta'lim of Quran is complete. They should regard it as completion of his ta'lim, of his deen. That he has completed Quran, it's a great, great achievement. Anyway, so a person who reads Quran and he practices upon it also, that is very important also. Then Allah Ta'ala will give the parents a crown to wear, more brilliant and excellent than the rays and the shine and the glory of the sun, if the sun was in your house. The sun is so far and it's for the whole world. But if it is special, exclusive for you, and today we will find it too hot perhaps that the sun is right here, but Allah will make it. All that glory, the benefits, we want vitamin D from the sun. Without the sun, no crops will grow. Without the sun, no crops will ripen. What and what the sun? All exclusive for you, just because of your child reading Quran Sharif. A person who reads Quran Sharif, and he practices upon the Quran, he will be given a crown to wear, woven with noor on the day of Qiyamah. His parents will be given garments to wear, more valuable than the whole world and what the world contains. They will be surprised, why are we being given this? Because of your children, your child reading Quran Sharif. But today what we, the people who got this Quran, we are teaching in our madrasas that go and study biology and go to universities and go to colleges and get secular education. We are giving preference to filth and dirt over Quran Sharif. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Any person who has been given Quran and he regards anyone else as more favored because given something else, he has done a great injustice and wrong to the Quran Sharif. He hasn't understood what Quran Sharif is. Quran Sharif, and today we as the Ustad is employed by the Madrasa to teach the Kitab, the textbook. Not to bring his own arguments and his own things. How many of us, we are Ustad, but we are talking of all outside things. Our Asatiza, we learn, they shouldn't move one bit from the text of the Sabah. What is there, what they have to teach, they only teach that. They don't go this side and that side and all other things. Today we, amanat we are given to teach the Kitab, to teach the students, and we want to prove COVID regulations of the government and in the Sabah. Where are we fitting for that? And we were teaching them the Quran. The students came with their open heart to learn Quran Sharif, and we telling them to go to university and go to colleges, etc. Where, which direction are we going? And we are all happy I'm doing Deen's work. I'm a Muallim al-Khair. I'm teaching Quran and I'm teaching Hadith. But we are, and the students come and complain. What understanding, mashallah, the students have got. And that they understand that the Ustad with all his knowledge haven't got understanding of Deen. He's teaching the things opposite to Deen. And the student is understanding. That my Ustad, we are confused. What is my Ustad telling me? And we are going in this direction. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand that Allah has brought us and given us a great amanat of deen. And also when we make bayans also, it's an amanat. All who are sitting here, all are giving their time. Some people have come from different places. Our money that we have spent, this time here is not for entertainment. This time here, just like that to start teaching, it's an amanat on you. This time is an amanat also. We can make our akhirat, or we can break our deen, dunya and akhirat also. What are we telling the people? What are we, in which direction are we leading the people to? So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, let us understand this great amanat that Allah ta'ala has given us, and let us fulfill the rights of it in the correct way. And in our madaris also, complaints that come, especially where boys and girls are learning, no parda facilities also. In fact, to this extent, I hope it's not true. We have to verify when reports come. But a report that come, that the female ustad and the male students, and female ustad and male ustad, they got one another's phone numbers. They are messaging one another and becoming like free with one another, joking with one another. And then what and what this leads to. And shaitan is working also. And shaitan works by taking us to the casino and taking us to gambling places and all other haram places also. And shaitan also works us from our dini institutes. And from our madrasas also, shaitan doesn't, is not staying away from any person. It can be the greatest wali. Eh? Shaitan says, if I get Rabia Basariya and Hassan Basari in one room, I will make them also commit guna. So what mountains of giants of deen. But shaitan, Allahu Akbar, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that shaitan moves in our body like blood is flowing in our body. But we feel I'm safe. The shaitan can't interfere with me. I am safe. Shaitan can't mislead me. Tell, when a person thinks like that, that person is a goner. And as long as he has got fear and he makes tawbah, whatever, my ibadat, Ya Allah, forgive me. Though you made such exemplary ibadat according to your standard, other people, but Ya Allah, forgive me. What kind of ibadat I made? You made bayan, the world can praise you. But if you have got reality, Ya Allah, make me maaf. I said, wrong. What I told in my bayan, only you can make me maaf. Oh Allah, wipe out what I said. And you put the right thing in the hearts of the people. Let everyone practice on deen properly. It's in your hands, Ya Allah. So Allah, when we're teaching our sabak also, we have that worry that am I doing, I'm collecting my salary because I'm employed and I'm doing somebody else's work in the class. I'm teaching all other things there and I'm teaching empty things, which are the opposite things I'm teaching. Not something that comes with also that is a little addition for some tarbiyah, islah, etc. I'm teaching opposite things, destroying the soul and the heart and the mind of my, and my student complaining about me, the ustad. What a time we have come in. Students, they take few and they glorify the Ustad. But the student now, our Ustad are teaching us all wrong things. What a sad day. Allah Ta'ala guide us and bring us to the Sunnah of and the great value of Sunnah. Bring it into our lives and follow Sunnah. By that our Quran we will follow, Deen we will follow, our dunya will be made, our akhirat will be made. Allah give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq inshallah.